When it comes to mass warrantless surveillance, there's absolutely no chance the feds are going to stop themselves. Come to think of it, the same probably could be said on pretty much every issue. For now, let's talk about the NSA, and that's Nullification News Report number 1. You may have heard that the administration is calling for a renewal of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. This is what EFF calls an invasive and unconstitutional law that cannot continue to exist in its current form. It was sold as a tool to protect against foreign threats, and we were told it would never, ever be used to intentionally target Americans. But over the years, as government does what government does, things expanded. And these days, it's used millions of times to search through the electronic data and communication of Americans, all without a warrant as required by the Fourth Amendment. Judge Andrew Napolitano described it like this: call your cousin in Geneva, and NSA can spy on everyone with whom you speak and everyone to whom they speak, and so on, out to the sixth level of communication. The FBI reported that in 2021, it searched through 3.4 million names in the NSA database of Americans who communicated with foreigners. If you take those 3.4 million out to the sixth degree of their American communications, the number grows exponentially. You will have reached 330 million Americans before the completion of the process. James Madison once warned us about this very thing. He said, perhaps it is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged to provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad. And that's exactly what Section 702 is. Something that was supposed to protect us against foreign danger is now a tool of warrantless domestic surveillance. EFF puts it like this: what should we do about a program where the byproduct of the program becomes the primary benefit to the government? Well, an unconstitutional surveillance program, and actually any unconstitutional program, cannot be allowed to stand. And since the NSA has proven to us that they will ignore any restrictions given to them in Section 702, reform just isn't good enough. Not even close. And that brings me to Nullification News Report number 2. States absolutely have to take action. And a Fourth Amendment Protection Act has been introduced in at least 2 states so far, Arkansas and Maine. The legislation would prohibit any state entity, including political subdivisions, from assisting, participating with, or providing material support or resources to enable or facilitate a United States government agency in the warrantless collection or use of an individual's electronic data or metadata. This is very similar to a law passed in 2018 in Michigan, and also one that was pushed a few years ago in Utah against the NSA data center in Bluffdale. As Mike Meharry notes, this is an essential step every state needs to take at a time when the federal government seems unlikely to ever end unconstitutional spying on its own. Nothing helps us do this kind of work and get this kind of information out to more and more people more than the financial faith and support of our members. Over at 10thAmendmentCenter.com, you can join us for as little as $2 a month and help us take a stand for the Constitution and liberty, whether the government happens to like it or not. So a big thanks goes out to you through the TAC membership program for sponsoring this episode of Nullification Movement News. Okay, so welcome back to the show, and last up for today is Nullification News Report number 3. This week, the Kentucky Senate gave final approval to a bill that would ban state and local enforcement of any federal gun control enacted or implemented after January 1st, 2021. This includes at least the new ATF rule on pistol braces, plus anything they decide to try to throw at us, well, forever. It now goes to the governor, where it's definitely getting a veto, if it hasn't gotten that treatment already, but Kentucky is probably the easiest state of all 50 to get a veto override. All they need is a constitutional majority in each chamber. HB 153 passed by a vote of 78-19 in the House and 27-9 in the Senate. Residents of Kentucky should personally call both their state representative and state senator and urge a yes vote to respond to any veto of HB 153. More important, we have to see this as a first step, not a last step. There is a lot of federal gun control on the books that needs to be rejected, but this is a good step in the right direction. And it's good strategy, too. As Thomas Jefferson told us, the ground of liberty is to be gained by inches. We must be contented to secure what we can get from time to time and eternally press forward for what is yet to get.